Pro Circuit Racing, based in Corona, California, and founded in 1978 by Mitch Payton, is known for two things: building high-quality horsepower and winning races. The name Pro Circuit is worldwide recognition that you have bought the best, and we strive to get you the very best products for your bike. From two strokes to four,
engine porting, suspension, and our top-rated exhaust products,
we cover it all. Take a look at our own 2020 roster consisting of Austin Faulkner, Garrett Marchbanks, Jordan Smith, and Cameron McAdoo. Visit ProCircuit.com for more info on all the services and products. Pro Circuit.
We race.
Bam Bam, the whole thing for you, I think, tonight, rode really well.
Yeah.
Never got the starts you needed to run with those guys.
Yeah, no, I mean, my speed is really good and really there to run in the front. My starts were better than last weekend, so making improvements. I started at least in the top 10 pretty much every race, so that was good. Last couple weekends I've been outside the top 10, which made my life hell. But tonight, yeah, better starts. Still need to improve a lot, starting the top 5 to give myself more fighting chance. But yeah, I definitely rode really well today. Made good bike improvements throughout the night, adapted to the track. Felt really, really, probably felt the best the last race, honestly, and was moving forward. So all in all, getting out of here healthy is good, because a lot of guys, unfortunately, had some rough nights. So for me, in a good position. This is the best position I've been in a long time, in the point fight, the points fight and stuff like that. So all in all, I'm, happy moving forward and happy with my bike right now. So, yeah, excited for Atlanta.
Watching in the whoops, I thought you looked pretty good. They were tough all night, and I thought your bike looked good. You looked better than we've seen.
So. Yeah, for sure. I mean, you haven't had to chase the bike too crazy, just little things here and there that I learned a lot about the bike in the off season, so I'm able to, kind of adapt to things quicker and explain things a little bit better than I used to be. So, yeah, the bike's good. I'm healthy, feeling good. I got lucky last weekend with that big crash in practice. Definitely tore myself up a little, but all in all, I'm super healthy and my fitness is awesome and my riding's good right now. So I think this has probably been one of my more positive weekends lately. So just keep moving forward and riding good.
Why did we see so much carnage tonight? Track or Triple Crown format? Would you have any opinions on that?
Man,
dude, there was crashes everywhere all the time.
I don't know, honestly. Like, for me, I never had any scary moments. So I'm not 100% sure. The Dragon Back was sketchy a little bit, for sure. Like, even I got – I mean, I'm sure everyone had a moment on that thing, because it was like – the dirt here is really good, but it breaks apart and gets slick and you lose traction and then you get kicked on that last one. So it took out a lot of guys, but there was other sections that took out guys too. So I'm not too sure, but for me, I never had any too scary moments, so I felt super good. But yeah, it sucks to see some competitors get taken out right now. That sucks. But yeah, I thought it was a pretty good track. Triple Crowns are tough. It was a little bit one line and not a ton of options, but there was, places to make passes, and I thought it was a pretty good track. I like the dirt here, so it was good.
Last week was a hell of a ride. I don't know if people are going to notice that. It was an amazing battle up to get the fourth. You won it. You got the battle of the fourth, but fuck, that was crazy. Good job on that. I wanted to find you after the race, but yeah.
Yeah, I know. I didn't get that much credit for it last week.
We did on all of our stupid shows.
I did see the shows and stuff, and I did get credit. The TV coverage did me no justice, unfortunately. That was a hell of a ride for me. I rode my ass off, and the last lap with Little Hill was...
Oh, Hill was all over you.
Yeah. We passed each other like three times, and he almost got me, and then I just ended up barely edging him out. So for me, that was fun, man. I went full deep as I could go, and I was pushing hard, and I was uncomfortable on that track all day. So in the main event, for me to be where I was and moving through guys, I was like, dude, that was a win for me. So thanks. That was a great race there. I never been to Tampa. I missed it. So that was like my first time there. And this year so far has been an awesome year for me. I'm like super stoked on where I'm at. And I could have had some pretty lows where I could have went downhill. But I feel like I wrote a new story a little bit in my career and growing up a lot and making really good decisions and riding well. So it's cool. I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, another good one tonight. Thanks, man.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks.